USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says she will seek to have Russia removed from the UN Human Rights Council. She's called the Kremlin's participation in that body a farce during a press conference in Bucharest. Thomas-Greenfield says she will bring the matter before the council on Wednesday as soon as she returns to New York. Her move comes as the world decried the reports of mass killings in Ukraine a war crime. Images from Bucha showed mass graves, some of them shallow, with bodies strewn in the streets. The Kremlin dismissed the allegations as Ukrainian subterfuge, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called it something different.
This is a war crime, he said, and it will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The translation by NBC News. The major index is gained on Wall Street Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Jury selection has begun for the shooter in the worst school shooting in American history. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to being the gunman in the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018. 17 were killed in that incident. Cruz entered his plea last October. The jury will decide whether he will be put to death or sent to prison for life without parole. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she will not seek a second five-year term. Her successor will be picked next month. Lam's term has been marked by protests calling for her resignation, a security crackdown on dissent, and a COVID wave that has overwhelmed the health system. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is now Twitter's largest shareholder. He bought more than 73 million shares at a cost of $2.9 billion. The Kansas Jayhawks mounted a historic comeback to beat the North Carolina Tar Heels 72-69 to claim their fourth national men's college basketball championship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Two more Republicans have signaled their support for Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will be confirmed to be the first black woman to serve as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine's Susan Collins as the only Republicans who have signaled support for the nomination. The Justice Department made a big get in enforcing sanctions against Russia.
Today marks our task force's first seizure of an asset belonging to a sanctioned individual with close ties to the Russian regime. It will not be the last.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says federal agents, with the help from Spain, seized a 254-foot yacht owned by Victor Feskelberg, who has been sanctioned since 2018. One of the rioters from the January 6th insurrection has been sentenced to 90 days in jail. Jason Riddle was also sentenced to probation and fined $750. Riddle says he's running for a congressional seat in New Hampshire. Tennessee lawmakers are moving forward with a proposal to outlaw how women can receive abortion pills. The proposal would bar a doctor or a pharmacy from mailing abortion pills to patients. The bill would also ban schools from distributing the pills. It would require women to visit their doctors in person in order to have the pills prescribed. It's not clear whether Governor Bill Lee would sign on the bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.